that he uses in the verse 4 is in talking in all the language and literature of the Talmudists. So he was a Jew among Gentiles, living in an alien land, a believer among unbelievers, and a guy had a great work to do through him over a period of 70 years. Terrible thing for him to be recorded from power of thousands of miles away from home. But that's not the first occasion of that happening to be the child of God. So let's look to our own individuality as far as God working with us. God might deport us a thousand miles away, but might deport us in some manner. We are spiritually, and we will be under circumstances that might not be all that favorable. It might be brooding circumstances, but it is sometimes having circumstances teaching us God's presence. And from that perspective, that may be sometimes we should be able to turn over on the people. I remind you of Joseph's situation. Remember what Joseph said? Brothers, after the man said, and all the men, all the remember his brother, and he heard his speech, openness told him in the Egyptian bondage, and that God stopped his mind, and he was so intelligent, he had dreams, and he told them up, and so they didn't think of it, and they wound up being sold. Well, years later, he had been elevated to the most powerful man in Egypt, next to Pharaoh. But when he made himself known to his brothers, I found him back in the home of the Egyptian doctor under the hall that this brother is from the brother. For you, he's all equal to me. But the idea is unbelievable. The brother is not. And it is this day to save much people alive. You know, you don't feel that sometimes that God will deprive his child of being healed at times more than the other people. It doesn't cause you to go out of your way to benefit someone else. We need to look for those times when that will happen. Most of them will be in hindsight. But God works right. I often wonder, think about staff right here in Winfield, how things are orchestrated by an all-seeing omnipotent God. First, what did everybody learn from Coach Hunter? But when you see that God often throws things, you don't do that simply. But he works things out. Think about the seasons, and the growing seasons. The reason is that God is in charge of all of that. And so when you find it's that we were here way far away from home in the foreign city of Bangor, and then you think about children, and then you think about Paul in prison, one of his prison officials was Corinthian, and he said in Corinthians 1 verse 12, the things that happen on the end have happened for the furtherance of the gospel. That's sometimes we may think that something is bad happening to us, that is lying, something bad happening to us, even a student, but it may be for the furtherance of the gospel. To a man driven and led by godly Satan. And in the church, that forms the line from Acts for one thing more than that. That's the work and Paul's. I'll remember what Warren Williams said. for Daniel. false prophets. Proverbs 21, verse 1 says that his heart is in the fear of the Lord, just like rivers of water, who punish for the river to the flesh. Verse 11, he has to do. We forget that sometimes, man. We don't remember that our intention is in trouble. But we will turn the heart of a king, the mightiest, who takes the mightiest monarch, Psalm 1 and Proverbs 21, to show the man and might of Almighty God. Well, God is not only sovereign in the life of the world, he's been sovereign in the life of the world, people, and wealth. He says, we should not let us in this, not pay down. It is the one who says, in the garden of people, works in the Old Testament. And he tells the Lord, I'm in the past long. Well, look at what he did to Pharaoh in each of the three places. And Pharaoh over all things, every trouble. So he can turn people whichever way he wishes. and expecting children in this matter and prove them to be dead. So they will not only challenge the friends of the Jews, they will be challenged to death with God is supporting them.
Thank you.
one battle that you may not win, and the battle is all in the liberty of those that are being given peace. And that's the perfect moment that Satan won't take. In order of his sons, there is a reckless battle, and in order of his sons. And if I look at the text, he said, verse 16, onward, we'll have verse 10, that should have been that kings will be the burden of you, then the prince will be brought in to you before heaven, and the king to be with them, and among them all were found on the last day, and the therefore stood there before the king, and all matters of wisdom and understanding, that he inquired, and he found him 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in all the world. And Daniel continued even under the first year of King Cyrus. The kind of guy he served, well, he served a guy who was overruling in his life. Verse 13, 9 days were not. And then Daniel is this one verse refers to a period of 2 years later. And notice in verse 9, again, that God calls his people to know Daniel's power in God's position. And see the time that we're going to thunder. We must come and this time that we send this in time. And then he served a guy who honored his servants. In verse 9, so listen to this in 1 Samuel 17, verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that your son and your son would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be far from me, for this is an honor and power honor, and that is the fountain of the lightning is dimmed. And he is in the eternal master, who he heard, when he was alive in his life. All these things will be added unto you. And that's exactly what Daniel and the three Hebrew children were doing. They were teaching first the kingdom of God. And what can I learn from doing that today? The kingdom of this world, right? The first parts, the least, and sometimes they not that way. The Lord is taking that stocking. The roots. Then you notice this, he serves a God who saved him through his wrong life. Look how wonderful this version is in verse 21. For over 70 years, Daniel was faithful to his Lord, and the same God who had saved him to his king, through his strong leadership, is faithful to do so for us. James 4. But many times we're making a bound in you, a little into spotless, faultless, and teaching, and faultless before the presence of the Lord is extremely joyous. And I really like Paul's testimony before the King of Romans, in Romans 8, verse 22. And say, therefore, upon the help of God, I can hear her this day. Witness in both the small and great, that none other than me, than those who are prophets and Moses did to his hand, the classes were in all the world. If you see now, I'm not all the followers of him, but he was reflecting on the kind of his life that he served. So we find Daniel, a man greatly beloved, and a man that we can. And we want to see him because the man is a man who is better than him is a man that's working. Now, if you have any questions or comments, we're going to get started to the next question. I'm going to get started to the next question. I'll pray one another from the church and lift one another up and love.